Wednesday night, or L'chof Tes Iyar, Halacha and Chodesh Halvodas. So Hilchos Cheesecake, number three, third shiur in Hilchos Cheesecake. So we saw that if the ingredients of the cheese include flour, maybe you should tell your wife just to make that kind of recipe so you don't have a problem with the bracha, although then you have a bigger problem with the bracha achrona, because you're not sure if you ate a kazayas of flour.
Why not just wash?
What?
Why not just wash?
Why not just wash? We're talking about a whole night, what they serve here at night. What they're going to have by the kiddush, my wife's making like a different, you know, you ever see these mishnayos with the different sukkahs? My wife's making a different cheesecake for each halacha that we learn.
Can be labeled
what bracha? No, because I have no idea what bracha. We're going to see. So if the cheese has mizonos in it, has flour in it, you make a mizonos, but then you have more of a problem with balamichya, actually. Because then you don't really know how much flour, and you really have to mess with the flour. And then we saw that if the cheese does not have flour in it, Mishnah Brura, there's three scenarios. The Mechaber in Kuf Samach Ches talks about a layer of food on a thin cracker, and he says you just make shahakol. Mishnah Brura says that that's talking about that the thin layer on the bottom of cracker is only there to stop your hands from getting dirty. It's just a way to get a grip on yourself, on the cheesecake. So you don't make a bracha, you just make shahakol. But then the Mishnah Brura says, but if you're enjoying it, you want to eat the cake, it's gishmaka cake, even that thin layer, maybe it's a thickish layer. So then the Mishnah Brura makes a chilek, which is l'chor and svara. He says, if it's baked together, then you'll only make a mazonos. And if it's not baked together, I know you got to ask your wives the recipes, if they're not baked together, then you'll make two brachas. Because you want to eat the mazonos, and you want to eat, the top. So you make two brachas, and we find you make two brachas if you want to eat them both. So the chmish of ruach, there's no real makor for this chilek between being baked together or not baked together. Another difficulty that comes up is that in Simen Reish Yud Beis, Mishnah Brura Sifkat and Vav, the Mishnah Brura seems to be talking about also a layer of something on top of mizonos, and there it's not baked together. And he says, you only make a mizonos. So, if you ma'ayan a little, the chilek comes out like this. In Reish Yud Beis, it's talking about lipus hapas. For example, peanut butter. I'm told there are people that actually take a spoon and eat peanut butter. That's what I'm told. But lamaisa, certainly when you put it on a cracker, you don't mean to eat peanut butter. It's certainly coming lipus hapas. Chocolate, what do they have here in Eretz Yisrael? Chocolate spread. So even if you would eat it plain, Vedavka says in Reish Yud Beis, Lelipus Hapas. So if it's Lelipus Hapas, how can you only make a mizonos? But in Kuf Samach Ches, he says, Kavanosa Lecho Shnehem, the Enamar Pakachas Bo'o Lelafes Hadufshinin. The Markachas is not there to be Melapes to Dufshinin. But it's just you have equal intention to eat both as foods, and it's not coming lipus hapas. I would say, I don't know, like let's say, I'm thinking there's all different kinds of scenarios. Let's say you're putting cottage cheese on a cracker and you're eating that, or tuna fish. I would say tuna fish on a cracker, you would make taka both brachas, because the tuna fish is not lalapes hapas. You're not eating bread with tuna. You want to eat tuna fish, and you also want to eat bread or cracker, so you want to eat them together, not bread obviously, so you want to eat a cracker. In other words, in Reish Yud Beis he's clear that it's coming lelipus hapas. Its purpose is to flavor the bread, to make the bread more, the cracker, I'm sorry, to make the cracker more gishmak. Mashenkin and Kuf Samach Ches, he says beferish, it's not just coming lelipus hapas. So, what you have to say is as follows. If the layer of cake is there only to keep your hands clean or to get a grip, only shahakol. Once you want to eat both, and in a cheesecake it's clear that the cheese part is not coming lelipus hapas. It's not coming, to flavor the layer of cake. So, but you want to eat them both, and you it's a very nice flavor, and you want to eat them both. So what you have to say, l'chora, Derech Efshar, because it's not so clear, is that when you bake it together, it has a din of Tafshil Echad. And when you have Tafshil Echad in Hilchos Brachos, even if the components of the Tafshil are Nikar, each one, but they get a din of Ikar and Tafel, of this Tafshil, and you go Basar Rov or Mazonos. So that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, if they're Ne'efe Yachad, you'll just make a Mazonos, it seems to me, because if they're Ne'efe Yachad, I don't know if Rishmul Katz has to agree with this. If the Ne'efe Yachad, it has a din of Tafshil Echad, and if it's Tafshil Echad, so then Mazonos is the Iker. And you'll make only a Mazonos, because you know, the nature of the Tafshil, it's a Tafshil Echad, so it takes on a Mazonos. That's its main component, that's what you make a bracha on. Mashen, if it's not baked together, then it's not a Tafshil Echad, and you want to eat both. And equally, you want to have them both, and maybe one's a row, but Mazonos is after all Mazonos, and therefore you'll make two brachas. So, but just one further complication is, does the Mishnah Berurah really mean dafka baked? Let's say you ask your wife, like sometimes in the freezer, it freezes together, and that fuses the cheese onto the cake as much as baking does, really. It's you know, there's not, sometimes you see a cracker with ice cream on it, or they sell in stores like a cookie. So you want both, you'll make two brachas. And it's not especially, you wouldn't even call it tafshil echad. But when a cheesecake, it's very possible that in the freezer, it gets nistabek yachad as surely as if it was baked together. So then, it's not clear to me, did Mishmura dafka mean baking? Or did he mean anything that makes it a if the pshat is tafshil echad, or did he mean even in a freezer, which would make a shaila on many cheesecakes? In other words, you have the layer of cake, you want to eat it, it makes it more tasty. Do you make just the mazonos, or do you make two brachas? So you'll have to get different kinds of cheesecake and ask someone to be mitzi you. Or maybe you'll just make a bracha on the soda and make a shahakol on the soda, and you'll have in mind to be mitzi. But alamichya is rare in cheesecake. Even though if you go with the smaller kazayas, maybe it's not so rare, but we're not doing the whole hilchos brachos now, just here. Okay, we'll learn our chavis halvavos, and what's the chavis halvavos of Shavuos is not cheesecake, actually. Chavis halvavos, so now the chavis halvavos in the Hagdama starts a very fascinating essay about why he wrote the Sefer. So he talked about Cholvus Ha'ivarim, he talked about Cholvus Ha'levavos, he gave examples of each, and then he says, "V'mnei shechokhmas ha'mitzah shebetorah al shnei anyonim," which has different interpretations in the Mefarshei HaCholvus Ha'levavos, we'll learn that he means the mitzvahs of the Torah are two anyonim, ha'echad mehem goloi v'asheni nistar, we'll learn he's talking about Cholvus Ha'ivarim and Cholvus Ha'levavos. Although others, the Leif Tov doesn't learn like that, but Vigdamila doesn't learn like that, but I think that's the most mustaver that he means. It's just another way of referring to Chodesh Vayvorim and Chodesh Alvavos. So Yanti b'Sifrei Kadmonim Shehoyu Achrei Anshei HaTalmud, like Rabbonin Tzvuroi, maybe the Gaonim, he's like from the first of the Rishonim, Talmud of the Gaonim, and then there's the whole Tkufa of Rabbonin Tzvuroi, which is a very murky period in history. So I looked in their Sforim, Asher Chibru Binyoni HaMitzvos Chiburim Rabim. This is before Shulchan Aruch, before, like, maybe he probably had, maybe he had the Rif, I'm not sure, maybe he had the Rif, maybe he didn't have the Rif, maybe the Rif, not sure. So Lamud Mehem Al Chochmas Inyan HaNistar, which I'm learning means Chodesh HaLevavos, for Isi Kikol Ma Shekibnu L'For Shalvar, all the Sforim they wrote Eini Yoytzu Mechem B'Shloish Inyanim is one of three types of Sforim. Ha'echad mehem is poshut pshat leforish sefer haTorah v'Neviim, and that's like diktuk and what the words mean, and oy levor pirish hamilus v'inyanim, k'mo shosar Rabbeinu Sadia berov sifrei hamikra. Most of this form of Rav Sadia going on the Chumash, he says, is explaining pirish hamilus and explaining what's going on in the Chumash. Oy levor inyani haloshen v'adiktuk v'hashimish, grammar, loshen kodesh, how to use the Hebrew language. Verb forms, the different forms of conjugation. Kesifrei ben Gagoch, Ibn Jana, a very famous grammarian. Ubali Amasaurus, and those who are giving over the Torah Shabbal Peh, or really he means what you see in the, you find sometimes a nach, which is full of, like, the bays is not good, or the balaturim is always bringing down. B'mesores, it says this word, it's like 6 times in nach, or something like that. And they're kriyeng siv, and so that's the type of zorim. That's one type, I'm sorry, that's one type, like poshut pshat in these different forms. I'll say there, like to make a sefer of mitzvahs, sefer of chayfetz ben yetzliach, one of the early Rishonim, or other halachas, maybe it would be the equivalent of the Bahag, or the Rif, and they, it's like, they give you halachas, but they talk about only hilchos haivorim, apparently, that's what he says. Ochelek mechalkein ha tshuvas svarim, but it's what to do, not what to think, what to do. Ben Yenashlishi, he says, a philosophical svarim to Damash HaToshev, to be able to talk to Apikursim. Liyashiv Ben Yonah HaTorah B'Lev Aveinu, B'dakei Harayis, U'tshuvas Apikursim, Emunas V'deyes, Sefer Sharoshi Hadas, Sefer HaMakameitz, the different svarim that were written in the early Rishonim to deal with the Yiddishkeit philosophically. V'chakarti Aleihem, but I looked through them all. V'lo Matzasi V'hem Sefer Miyuchad B'chokhmas HaMitzpon. I didn't find a sefer that talks about this subject, Chovos Halavodos. Bereisi ha-chokma hazo, she chokmas Chovos Halavodos, she hini chua. Forgotten, put in the corner. V'lo chibru b'sefer, and no one has written a sefer on it to clarify it, to study it, to be ma'ayan into it, to discuss what you mechuyev to do. She koyol, she rosheo, prokeo, like every part of Torah. So, v'tomesi alzeh tumi gedoyla. I was very surprised. And then he goes on to share with us his angst about why no one wrote a sefer, and should he write the sefer, and et cetera, et cetera. We'll see.